Earlier this year, the Delta County Citizens for Animal Welfare and Shelter, or CAWS, asked the county for $25,000. Last week, the commissioners approved the county budget for next year. Joanne Kalanak, a CAWS board member, says the group didn't get the money it asked for. She says the budget does allocate $10,000 that will be split between the four animal rescue groups in Delta County. The money CAWS receives is earmarked for spay and neuter programs.
CAWS is getting $2,250, and that is an annual donation for low-income people to get their animals spayed and neutered. It's a subsidy program. And so it does nothing to help the animals that are actually in the shelter.
The county doesn't operate its own shelter. Kalanak says it relies on outside organizations like CAWS for animal control.
In 2008, then County Administrator Susan Hansen brought everyone together, all of the animal welfare people in the county and the cities, and said, basically, you know, we, due to the economic downturn, we cannot afford to fund animal control any longer, and we need, you know, the groups to step up to the plate, and we have.
About 60% of the animals CAWS gets come from the county, and the organization is struggling to care for all of these furry creatures. Kalanak says CAWS faced a budget deficit this year.
2015 is reflecting a smaller budget by $25,000.
Kalanak met with county officials on Friday to talk about funding issues.
We had a very long discussion. It was about 2.5 hours, and it was quite heated at times, but I was very pleased with the outcome.
Kalanak says at the meeting she learned other shelters also requested additional funding. She says Delta County plans on conducting a survey among area shelters to find out the number of animals they accepted in 2014 and where those animals came from.
It's my hope that these numbers will be used to determine the extent of the homeless pet problem in our county and how future county support, if any, might be distributed.
She says a meeting has been scheduled for next month to bring together the four animal shelters in the area to provide data to the county and discuss the issues they face.